Hello, this is Mark Snowden, and you've reached my podcast. I call this one Leading for Real Change. Church leaders, especially pastors, connect with me all the time asking how to bring change on two different levels without getting them fired and helping them make disciple makers. Over lunch at a restaurant, I had a pastor talk about the need to change worship music. I've had others who know their congregation-led church isn't doing these things according to the Bible, but by long-standing tradition. Yet, in each situation, the leader is seeking handles on their situation to bring effective and lasting change. John Cotter has the best reputation in the business world for leading change. He's got a great book by that name too, Leading Change. Cotter has 8 steps to change that are widely recognized as being successful. I'm not always excited about using a secular business book in a church setting, but these principles for disciple making will translate. If your church or ministry needs change, especially change to actively make disciple makers, consider these steps. Number one, is it urgent yet? Paint a picture for your church or small group that explains why disciple makers and making disciples is so important. Step back and be realistic about what is not happening and what you're missing out on. Jesus cast a strong vision for the kingdom of God. Use stories that can be retold to help people visualize a different yet Bible-based reality that is urgently needed. Number two, voices. What leaders in your church want to cry out for evangelizing the lost? Cotter calls this a guiding coalition who has the authority and guts to do the right thing to make needed change. A cry is an emotional thing that usually is accompanied by tears. When was the last time that you wept for the lost? All Jesus had to do was look at Jerusalem, and his tears flowed, and his disciples noticed. Number three, what is your plan for making disciple makers as active witnesses? Let everyone know the opportunities. It helps to work backwards from a preferred future to identify strategies, resources, and people needed to get going. That's why I hear from folks all the time. Mentoring, coaching, and just checking in are all helpful. Jesus had his 12 and his inner threesome. Who are you discipling? Are you setting the example? Powerful stuff. Number four, how will you communicate your vision? Meet with individual, and then with twos and threes, and then with groups. Speak up. Practice explaining your passion for disciple making. Be bold. And never stop making disciple makers yourself. Number five, who needs to be empowered to act? Typically, the most highly relational people do best at leading a small group in a warm, welcoming manner. This is also true for evangelism and church planting. Find ways to let them run. Number six, are you celebrating wins along the way? How is the Lord bringing change? Brag on what God is doing. A pastor in St. Louis worked for 2 years to get a pastor's class going. He used the curriculum that I developed to train apprentices in his class who could start their own class. A Sunday school teacher expressed disappointment that he was using my curriculum rather than Lifeways. However, this pastor kept baptizing and making disciple makers, while each of the Sunday schools stayed plateaued in attendance and participation. Number seven, what tweaks need to be made to keep on track? Change is good if it keeps moving forward. Learn from mistakes and build upon them. Keep training and raising up leaders who get it. Jesus didn't mind correcting Peter and any other disciples. He knew it would be worth it when he left them. And the last one is number eight. What structures and systems need to be changed to keep the movement going? Jesus said not to put new wine into old wineskins. So keep making adjustments as needed. Now, not all change works. We're after deep, systemic change that aligns with God's way and His will. Who is holding on to power and refuses to make changes? Who has brought change in the past 2 to 3 years? What impedes or accelerates their progress? Change for change's sake just swaps out one set of problems for another. However, when we align with the Holy Spirit's leadership and do the will of God, then making disciple makers becomes valued, desired, and fruitful in a way that exalts the name of Jesus.